We're doing the Sefer HaMidot, we're up to the Shara Yira, the fifth chapter, page Kuf Chaf Bet. Od yesh la'adam yira she'yegea le'a be'echrech. The next type of Yiras Shamayim is a fear or an awe of heaven that a person is forced into. Achar sher yiteni libo ki tzava le'enosh alei ha'aretz, ve'yamav kalu min yoreg ve'usof kol adam, ke'ma'amar migever yichye ve'lo yire mavet. When a person realizes that there is a limit, there is an expiration date on his forehead. We like to ignore that, but if a person would think for a minute, you know, you pick up a bottle of milk, you look, when's its expiration date? You open up a cake, you look, when does it expire? Well, when we wake up in the morning, we should ask ourselves the same question. When do I expire? And if a person would think for a minute about his end, so then there's a type of fear of heaven that's forced upon him. Nefesh kol basar donim lat mizeh. We haven't yet seen anyone escape death. Then alav safek velo akhasha, and no one can really doubt what's happening in the end, and no one can deny it. But everyone knows that's where all flesh ends up, that's where all humanity ends up. And death is creeping upon a person from the moment he is born, because life and death stem from the same root. And they're both called upon the same place, meaning just like wherever life visits, well then ultimately death visits. And they're both firmly planted in the soul of man. Hachaim bimino, there is life on his right, v'amavet bismolo, and death is left. Chaim b'tchilato, life is the beginning of humanity, umavet b'achrito, and death is the end of humanity. Olot b'kanei echad, they're both growing in the same from the same trunk, they're both stemming from the same root, ki ateva mamtzi v'amatzriach, umgadel achayim b'et ayotam, u'amevi v'amolid amavet. Because the same nature that causes things to come to be, that causes things to grow, that causes things to grow with life as they exist, that same nature is also the one that brings upon a person death. V'imahut ha'eder v'ayridal kever lo noda lecha me'inyanam, imarim kalana o'arivim u'nimim kenshikot ohev. And although you might say, well, I don't know what death is like, I don't know if death is bitter, or maybe the deceased have it good and it's sweet. And I don't know where I'm headed when I die. I don't know if I'm going down, 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 or up, up, up. But what you do know is that death is something that all living beings experience. Because he is a trusted messenger that is sent from the one who has granted life to all that are living, to sever the soul from this world, and that soul doesn't return to the land it was born to. Meaning, it leaves, that's it. That you do know. And when a person takes note of this, and if a person really thinks about it, meaning we say it, but we don't really think it. We speak like we recognize it, but we don't act that way because we don't really connect with it. And if we would, well, that's where we'll pick up. Let's watch him next time.